Back with head coach Chelsea DeVille on the pregame today, and it's Morehead State Day, number 22 in the nation, I believe. And they had a big night last night against Crookston. What are you looking for from the Dragons today?
They're obviously a solid team, and that sounds like you're diminishing them when they're 22 in the nation. They're just so stinking solid. They know what they run. They run it well. Have the best post in the league, and Megan Hintz, and some really nice pieces in their guard play. But, you know, at the same time, are we scared of them? No. You know, last night I watched part of the Crookston game, and Crookston just had an off night. They couldn't put the dang ball in the bucket, and Morehead couldn't miss. So, you know, are they a 40-point team better than Crookston? No. It was just one of those nights where one team had their worst game and one team had their better. So is that, you know, that needs to be a striking factor where we have to play well on both ends. But at the same time, I think we can match up if we stick to our game plan, which will be similar, actually, the way we guarded yesterday. You know, if we can kind of frustrate them, make tough plays, make their movement in their offense tough, and limit them one to done, we just have to play much better on the offensive end, obviously.
You mentioned Megan Hintz on the inside. Your post game has been pretty good this year. Is that going to be kind of the teetering point in the game, possibly?
It sure could be. You know, I think so. Battle of the Big B. See who could win that, and if we could outwin them. And, you know, really with Claire, you know, she's our starting four. She's really battling defensively because their other post kid, they play really big, Maddie Green. That'll be a good matchup for her. And then, you know, Gabby on our team coming in, this is a great matchup for her. She can post up and take some of these longer, leaner kids off the mount a little bit, and she guards really well. So I'm not afraid of matchups like we have been in the past. So it should be exciting talking to Carla at our shoot around and how she's just singing praises about our, you know, our blood game yesterday against Northern. She thought it was a real dogfight, and that kind of shows our toughness is showing on film too with some of the bigger teams. So I'd like to see that again.
And you mentioned the inside-out game that wasn't there last night. That
yes.
Really needs to be there today, right?
Amen. Yeah, it does. It just does. The, you know, again, not to beat a dead horse, but 20 turnovers and 5 assists. It's not selfish character basketball, but it's bad. That's selfish basketball. No one's going to win that way. We don't have a James Harden on our team. We need to move the basketball. We need to share it. I need 5 kids with 8 to 15 points. You know, we need that balance. And if one kid kind of takes off a little more, great. But it can't be one-on-one. It has to come from a great pass from a teammate, so I'll give him an assist.
And Brooklyn Bachman yesterday, again, not to single anyone out, but she didn't have any points until late. I think it was maybe even the fourth quarter before she even scored. That's got to change today, doesn't it?
It does, you know, and part of it, she's you know, got to be mentally tougher. You know, let her, you know, she's the toughest kid on herself. She's got to relax and let it go. And she's, you know, got in foul trouble yesterday. If she gets in foul trouble, she needs to come in the second half and be ready to go, play within the system. She just sat and watched 8-10 minutes of how we were guarding, what wasn't working offensively. So if you're a student of the game, you're sitting out. When you're in, you better be ready to go. So she needs to step up for us, obviously, and play within our motion and get hers when they come. But also, you know, get some assists, get some other things, get some rebounds, do the little things well. And I think, you know, she's very capable of that, obviously. And no one wants to see it more than I do for her. And that'll help our team all around.
And the health of your ball club coming out of last night's game, how was it at shoot-around today?
I think it was pretty bruisey. You know, we played 20 minutes plus all 8 kids. It seems like they all had significant minutes, and it was a bloodbath. A lot of trips to the free throw line, a lot of bodies hitting the ground, but they're just bruises right now, so we're all right.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille with us before today's game. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.